Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August 17th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 5.25 cents at 563.5. September wheat down 26 cents at 734.5, and November beans down 6.75 cents at 1361.5. Meal was up just 40 cents, and the oil was down 82 ticks. Despite the reduction in the crop ratings yesterday, 2% in corn and 3% in beans, both of them closed lower here today. Certainly not the kind of action the bulls want to see. Beans broke almost 22 cents off their highs. The corn broke 10.5, 11 off the highs. The wheat broke 18 off the highs. So certainly not the kind of action you'd want to see, particularly when we had the new sales to China, 198 to China, and 132 to unknown in the beans. So certainly not good closes out here. I think part of the problem is the weather forecast for the rest of the month look cooler and wetter. And, you know, it's almost ideal weather if we do get these rains, particularly where they need them, the Dakotas, Minnesota, northern Iowa. You know, I think things are going to be better than what they're talking about. The Nebraska irrigated yields, according to the Pro Farmer Tour, are 193.2 versus a 183.8 average. So, you know, yes, it's irrigated corn, but considering how dry, and that's just the irrigated part, you know, it's still, I think, a strong number. We'll see what the finals are, but, you know, the trend seems to be that they're finding better yields than you would expect with the weather having done what it did out here. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with in Illinois and Iowa over the next couple of days. This is now the fourth day in a row that the corn has closed back under the gap after filling it on Thursday. Certainly not a good sign. The bean market, one interesting point is that since August 4th, when the Chinese started buying beans, it looks like between China and unknown, they bought over 2 million, just a little bit over 2 million metric tons. Market has rallied 35 cents off of that, but it seemed like the Chinese want to buy more on the breaks. You know, if we're down another 10 or 20 cents tomorrow, I think the Chinese will step up and buy more. Really not a whole lot else out there. Crop tour continues. We'll see what they come up with. But I'd say this is pretty lousy action, particularly in the corn, though we're really not violating anything terrible in any of these markets after today. We're just moving back toward those bunched up moving averages of the 10, the 50, and the 100-day moving average. But we're still above all of them. So I think that's, you know, tells you how strong underneath this market is. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.